Remember the stoppage of flights last week? Well, we now know what happened. Speaking of airlines, Southwest pilots and others to get some bonus pay, it's the business news headlines for Friday, the 20th day of January, coming to you once again from Nashville, Tennessee. In other news, home prices hit a record last year, and we'll share the numbers. The big banks to be broken up? It could happen. Farmer Bro is in trouble again. You would think he might learn his lesson. Hey, if you love pets, now a major retailer is willing to pay you to test treats and toys. The Wall Street Report, yeah, we've got that, and an update on even more job cuts. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines, coming to you once again from Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, you want to see our mobile studio hookup? You can check out our Facebook page, or you can check out our Twitter feed. That is at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, it was just a week ago when a pilot safety feature failed, and the result was that thousands of flights were delayed or canceled. Well, now we know what happened. CNN is reporting that a contractor working for the Federal Aviation Administration unintentionally deleted files related to a key pilot safety system. The FAA determined the issue with the Notice to Air Missions, or NOTAM, system occurred when the contractor was working to correct synchronization between the live primary database and a backup database. What does that mean? He probably pushed the wrong button. So why is NOTAM so critical? Well, the system sends alerts to pilots to let them know of conditions that could affect the safety of their flights. It's separate from the air traffic control system that keeps planes a safe distance from each other and is yet another tool for air safety. NOTAM messages could include information about lights being out on certain runways or a tower near an airport not having the required safety lights working, or an air show taking place in the airspace nearby. And now we know it was human error that shut it down. The FAA is working on ways to make sure that does not happen again. Staying with the airlines for just a moment, Southwest pilots and others will be getting bonus pay for working during the meltdown they faced several weeks ago. Those bonuses, by the way, will amount to roughly $45 million in total. CNN is reporting the airline said it will also compensate other employee groups who worked during the period, although it did not immediately identify which employees or how much they'll receive. Southwest has about 9,400 pilots. The estimated cost of their bonus pay was disclosed in a message from the Southwest Airline Pilot Association to its membership, saying the gratuity pay will be equal to 50% of the pilot's regular pay, excluding holiday pay, sick pay, or vacation time. Rising interest rates cooled the housing market last year, but get this, home prices still hit a record. According to the National Association of Realtors, they say the median home sale price in 2022 was $386,000, up 10.2% from 2021, and get this, the highest on record. Meanwhile, home sales had their weakest year since 2014, with 5 million homes sold, down 17.8% from the year before. It was, by the way, the biggest annual drop in sales since 2008. And you remember what was going on then. That was when the market was in the middle of the housing crisis. CNN is reporting that in December, sales dropped 1.5% from November and were down 34% from a year ago. All regions of the country saw year-over-year declines in sales, and three regions saw month-to-month drops, with the West unchanged. But prices kept rising in December, with a median price of nearly $367,000, up 2.3% from a year ago. And that is the smallest price gain since the lockdown period in May of 2020. The price increase marks more than a decade of year-over-year monthly gains. And by the way, today the mortgage rates are still coming down, so there may be some salvation and opportunity for home buyers in the future. Wall Street had quite the positive day, ending the trade higher for the three major averages. Those numbers, they're coming at you in just a bit. So might it be time to throttle back or break up the big banks? Do they have too much consolidated power? Well, the Street is reporting that the head of a key federal regulator program did not name any bank specifically, but he used the term repeat offender, and some agree with him. Now, most Americans probably rarely, if ever, think about the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. That's an independent bureau within the Treasury Department. In fact, most people, aside from real policy wonks, have likely never heard of the group, which is sometimes shortened to the OCC. Now, its acting comptroller is Michael Hsu. Now, if you don't know about this, it might be a mistake, because Hsu and his organization play a major role in how banks operate in the United States. The OCC charters, regulates, and supervises all national banks and federal savings associations, as well as federal branches and agencies of foreign banks. That's what the group says on its website. But the real reason consumers should know about Hsu and the OCC is its stated mission. This is what it is, quote, to ensure that national banks and federal saving associations operate in a safe and sound manner, provide fair access to financial services, treat customers fairly, and comply with applicable laws and regulations, end quote. Now, basically, it's Hsu and his team's job to decide if banks are doing the right thing by the American people. At the Too Big to Manage conference held by the Brookings Institute on January 17, Hsu was the featured guest, and he did not hold back. So, who comes to mind as a repeat offender bank? Clearly, in the lead is Wells Fargo, who has run afoul many times over the past couple of years. So might it happen? Might a breakup be envisioned? Stay tuned. You may remember Martin Scorelli, often known as Farmer Bro, for pushing through excessive prices and then gloating about what he was doing. This is all about the drug companies. Well, now it seems he's back in hot water. Reuters is reporting that regulators asked a federal judge on Friday to hold Martin Scorelli in contempt for allegedly impeding its efforts to determine whether he flouted a ban on working in the pharmaceutical industry. In a filing in a Manhattan federal court, the Federal Trade Commission said Scorelli has not complied with its requests for information relating to Drug-Like Incorporated. That's a company he said he formed last July, and noted his apparent failure to pay any of the $64 million penalty that accompanied the ban. Now, an attorney for Scorelli said that she hopes to resolve the issue quickly. Quote, we think that this is a misunderstanding with the FTC, and she added that Drug-Like was a software company rather than a drug company. Scorelli was sentenced to 7 years in prison after being convicted in August 2017 of defrauding investors in two hedge funds that he ran and scheming to defraud investors in drug maker Retrofin Incorporated. Scorelli, by the way, was released early from prison last May. Hey, if you like pets and you want a pretty cool job, we got a hint for you. Fox Business is reporting that PetSmart is looking to hire two chief toy testers, one cat and one dog. It's all about giving the brand's new toys and treats a try. The pet company, headquartered in Phoenix, Arizona, is offering $10,000 to each of the canine and feline employees who are going to carry out the important toy tester role. The chosen cat and dog will be responsible for insuring pets nationwide and are in the know about the best pet products PetSmart has to offer. The company wrote in a press release, "This is who we want." For the next year, the chief toy testers will receive ongoing shipments of PetSmart's newest products to try and review. Requirements, by the way, for eligible candidates include a vast experience in play, a knack for toy testing, and an advanced palate for sampling an array of culinary treats. You know, I may just have the right person for this gig. Hey, Georgie, you listening? Well, Wall Street ended the week on an upside as the Dow gained 330 points to close the day and the week at 33,375, while the NASDAQ gained 288 points to finish the day at 11,140, and the S&P 500 picked up 73 points to end the session and the week at 3972. The positive moves come after some solid corporate earnings. However, the major indexes suffered a loss for the week. Investors keyed in on some major layoffs, which are happening because there are thoughts the U.S. will face a major recession this year or next. However, many economists are backpedaling on their earlier bets on a major recession and saying that if the U.S. does see a downturn, it will be slight. And finally, there is this, and this, once again, is about job cuts. Google parent company Alphabet announced that it is cutting 12,000 jobs, or 6% of its global workforce. The company stated that while the layoffs will occur in all regions and hit most units, they may affect teams such as recruiting more. Alphabet follows tech giants like Microsoft, which announced the layoffs earlier this week, as well as the likes of Meta and Amazon. Many big tech firms hired exclusively and extensively during the pandemic to cope with enormous demands, and they're now contending with an uncertain economic climate and record high inflation. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. And a programming note, we have been in Nashville all week on assignment, and we are out of time to host Inside on Business, the News Hour Week in Review. So stepping in at noon Sunday on News Talk 1540 KXEL will be Mike Rowe. Yeah, that Mike Rowe will be taking over and talking about his favorite topic, working. We'll be back next week. Our thanks to Mike and to KXEL program and news director Jeff Stein for making all of this possible. Thanks for listening, and for all of the folks that make this broadcast possible, Chap Ramsey, Hunter Pease, Aaron Libby, and the music that you're listening to right now is from James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all of those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have a great weekend, and please, be well, be safe, and be good to your fellow man. Good day.